News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we've been talking about this story all morning. The referee locked in his dressing room following angry scenes at a GAA under 14, I can't stress enough, under 14 club match in Donegal. Is this a regular occurrence across GAA pitches throughout the country? We're joined by four-time All-Ireland senior hurling final referee, Brian Gavin. Brian, you're obviously shocked by what happened. Are you surprised at what happened in Donegal, or is it all too common?
No, Shane, you wouldn't be a bit shocked at the moment. It's sort of rampant. If it isn't Donegal, it'll be another county. And that's the unfortunate part, that people just think they can do what they want at GAA matches and they can speak to referees whatever way they want. And, you know, the kids hear this from their managers and selectors and parents at Hallane. So the thought process when the young lads are growing up, they think this is the normal thing to do. So it just escalates then when they become the age. So it's not just in Donegal, it's every other county. It's just we're after hearing about this one in Donegal, but every year you could nearly guarantee the last so many years you would hear of an incident somewhere in some county about a referee and the abuse he gets. And even some of the referees in the last few years have been struck and there's been assault cases again, a lot of people in the GAA.
It is, because I was talking earlier about rugby, and rugby seem to have nailed this. I mean, there is huge respect for the rugby. No matter how awful the ref is, the decisions are not questioned. That does not seem to exist in soccer, and it does not seem to exist in GAA.
No, and like you'd be looking at rugby matches and you'd be so envy of the way the players even talk to the referee and the way the referee talks to the players. And I suppose it has to be a two-way process. You know, you have to be, when you're a referee too, you have to have respect for the players that's playing as well. And that's a big issue too. Some referees out there mightn't be that well got the way to speak to players, but in rugby, definitely it's the envy of GAA at the moment. It's the one thing rugby have got. And to be honest with you, and I'm a GAA referee and a chairman and a GAA club here, it's probably the one thing we haven't got right in the GAA.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
You know, have we done enough to do that or curtail it? I don't think we have, you know.
What needs to be done and what isn't being done in your view?
Well, it's supposed to become a GAA referee. You know, there would be an email sent out to clubs looking to send in someone to become a referee. And you might do 3 or 4 nights training over a 3 or 4 week period. So you're talking maybe 8 or 10 hours. And all of a sudden you can become a referee. And you could be out within 2 weeks refereeing some championship matches. And, you know, a championship match is always tense. It's always tough because you have the parents, you have the managers, and all they see is their own team. It doesn't matter what colour the other jersey is.
Yeah.
They just see the decision. And we say if you take that decision in Donegal, presumably, just to give an example, if that was only maybe 2 points in it with the last minute or two, if the referee gives a penalty or if he doesn't give it. So if it wasn't one team of supporters that was going to go after him, it would have been the other if he didn't make it. So sometimes you're in a no-win situation when you're a referee.
Does Croke Park do enough to stamp down on this in your view?
Well, look, I suppose I'm just finished refereeing inter-county this year in January, and I'll be still refereeing in Offaly. So I just don't think they'd probably do. I think the standard has come up in refereeing. I've no doubt and no problem in saying that at inter-county level. The game has gone up another notch. I just don't feel in the last 5 or 6 years the coaching, the education, the training and the mentoring of refereeing has got to that level yet. So if we're probably not right at the top, we're definitely not going to be right at the bottom. But Croke Park, I think, has an onus to definitely go to each county and try and sort out the refereeing or try and get people involved, how to educate people. And we don't do it even in schools. You know, we play games in schools, but we never say anything about refereeing in schools, or we never try to educate anybody in schools about refereeing. And when we don't teach them at a young age, you know, we're not going to have them going forward. And the majority of the time is we have maybe 50, 60, sometimes in some counties, 70-year-old men refereeing matches as well. That's not good enough or acceptable.
Yeah, neither is it good enough or acceptable, though, that a referee has to lock himself in a dressing room for 20 minutes at an under 14 game. I mean, you have to wonder what is going through the minds of the people who are outside shouting it through the door.
Well, see, they're going home and their kids then are going to be maybe crying, yeah, because they were beaten. And, you know, this will to win or this must win mentality, especially under it. Now, I have to say the GAA has got one thing right in the last good few years is in a lot of counties, under 12 championship is quashed. Now, it's still in some counties. They call it go games. And that has taken a competitive edge. And really, the first time you meet championship is when you're under 14. Because it was, you know, when we had championship in under 10 and under 12,
yeah,
these were the problems were big as well. And again, it's the mammies and daddies of this world just seeing their own son and their own team.
Okay.
And, you know, people, they'll talk to you, another point is, the managers and selectors, the abuse they get because they don't play some of the sons or some of the parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, it's just will to win at all times.
Okay.
Instead of giving every young lad a go, you know.